7:30, it's John Jane Rich, Arizona's Morning Show, 877-937-1047. An hour from now, we're going to have a very special guest on the show. We're going to have Emma Roberts. And if you don't know who that is Julia Roberts' niece, daughter to Eric Roberts. She's an up-and-coming actress, been in a couple of big movies, and she's going to be a huge star, very talented. That's an hour from now. Also, we're going to have some Oscar movie trivia. But right now, speaking of movies, because the Oscars are on Sunday, but today's a big movie day, not really.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
It is, too.
And I really, really hope that Dawn and John, who are going to review the Oscars for us, too, don't refer to Oscar as a person like Barbara Walters always does. Oscar likes a movie with lots of sex appeal. No, Oscar's not a guy. Oscar is a baloney with a first name.
So we have Dawn and John. Last week they were in New York. I don't. Are you guys back in Arizona?
We are.
Very nice.
Back in the warm Arizona.
Thank
so
goodness.
What are we talking about today then, guys?
Well, big surprise. We're going to talk about 16 Blocks and Dave Chappelle's Block Party.
Ah, 16 Block Party.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Carrie.
Oh, my God. We can play a game. No,
we
can play a game.
Why did you guys do it?
Oh, we can combine the movie.
You got to combine the movie.
No.
16 Block Parties.
Yeah. Just do Bruce Willis movies. Can you name three Bruce Willis movies?
Like, John, like, I thought you were on my side.
Like the Air Force One up there.
Oh, no.
Air Force One up there. One up there.
Air up there.
Oh. I'm thinking that it's got to be the end of a movie title. It's got to be the beginning of the next title.
You make me want to jump out a window.
Why don't we just let them review and we'll come up with a list right in the middle.
How about Sitting There Quiet? We could try that. That's a cool game.
Poor Gary.
Like Air Force One Fine Day.
Oh, I was going to say like The Sixth Sense and Sensibility.
Exactly.
I'm going home. I'm going home.
That's a whole show right there. Yeah. Don't blow it now.
You guys go ahead. I will not listen to your review. I will be thinking of movie
combos. That's even better. All right, I've really been looking forward to this because 16 Blocks, of course, stars the man himself, Bruno, Mr. Die Hard, as far as I'm concerned, the real Mr. Demi Moore. Bruce Willis, don't call it a comeback. Seriously, don't call it a comeback. This movie is so not his comeback.
The first 20 minutes of 16 Blocks were setting the stage for this movie to become a classic, action-packed, blockbuster Bruce Willis film. Jack Mosley, who is played by Bruce Willis, of course, is a washed-up, overweight, unmotivated, boozer cop whose only ambition is to find his next drink. And with no one else around, his boss is forced to send Jack on a simple mission: transfer a witness, who is played by Mos Def, from jail to court. He has 2 hours to take the guy 16 blocks to the courthouse. En route, however, everything changes when Bruce stops at one of his favorite liquor stores for a fix and leaves the witness in the car. Out of nowhere, bad guys ambush the car, forcing Jack to snap out of his drunken trance and save the witness. On the run, Jack calls for backup, only to discover his ex-partner turned dirty cop, who is played by David Morse, who's the hat guy on Hack on TV, is leading the effort to kill the witness before he can testify and expose them. At this point, however, in the movie, the audience should get up, go get popcorn, make some calls, come back in about 5 minutes before the end. Unless, that is, you want to sit through scene after scene of unimaginative, lackluster, and senseless content. The movie is redeemed a bit in the end, where there's an unexpected twist that brings the interest back to the story and reveals that some bad guys can become good, and good guys aren't always what they seem.
In spite of that, Bruce Willis, totally awesome in this movie. Guy that played the dirty cop, whoever he was, totally awesome. Mos Def, the witness, are you kidding me? Seriously, Carrie, the guy is like a cross between Flavor Flav and Rain Man or something.
Love him.
I kind of like to see that.
It's ridiculous.
Izzy, I like him.
No, he's bad in this. But let me explain what the real problem is. Now, I've read a few books, and I've been to a couple of $99 seminars, so I know how Hollywood works. I got the inside scoop. This movie had the high concept that they talk about. I'm sure it pitched well. Someone writes a check, let's make a movie. These filmmakers could not deliver. They could not connect a good beginning with a good ending without just tons of over-the-top stupid. The middle of this movie is so stupid it actually makes your stomach hurt. And there's not a single classic Bruce Willis line in the whole movie. There's no yippee-ki-yay. It's so bad. In fact, the idiot sitting behind us guessed pretty much most of the lines for the actors actually said them. Although it's not the worst film ever, 16 Blocks really may be the most disappointing because it had so much potential.
And so on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate 16 Blocks yellow because Bruce Willis is acting barely saves this movie from being a red, but the story is so hugely disappointing.
Hey, so you guys said that there's a twist where the bad good guys aren't what they seem.
Right.
So does that mean he really wasn't a drunk?
I can't tell you.
That's what it means. He wasn't. He was all part of some other scam. Or he
no,
wasn't.
It's not that. It's not that.
But you know, in Die Hard, the last Die Hard movie, he played that same kind of guy. Remember, John McClane was all washed up.
Yeah, yeah. He's even more washed up in this movie. And the guy's really overweight. He looks really old. I mean, plays the part really, really well.
You almost don't know it's Bruce Willis at the start.
Yeah,
I wish we could talk to him because it's not a very good movie, which means that he should be doing interviews.
Yeah, but he's getting violent. Apparently, he snapped at some people in New York. Totally snapped.
He seems like he's a little out of sorts, but nobody asked the question. Everybody says, ooh, you gained 35, 40 pounds for this part. I want to know how he lost it so quick.
Yeah.
Because he looks tough. Did he gain weight for this part?
He was on MTV. I was watching him on TRL, and he said that he gained 35 pounds to do this role so that he felt like that. And they said, well, what did you do? Did you eat? Did you eat bad food? And he said, yeah, I just ate donuts and just fried chicken and all stuff that sounds really, really, really good. But then nobody asks him how he lost it so quick.
Yeah, that's the real question.
Because he looks cut. I mean, he looks really tough
right now.
Yeah,
he does look good. Yeah, it's amazing when you see this movie and then you see him now. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know when Russell Crowe did that for one of his movies, he said his metabolism was messed up for the rest of his life. He never could lose weight after that. So. Well,
and Clooney did that for Syriana, too.
Yeah.
And De Niro did it, but he did it for... what movie was
Raging
that?
Bull.
Raging Bull, and then you saw him again in Cape Fear where he was cut. I mean, he got
freaky looking in Cape Fear.
Tom Hanks did it for Castaway, too, so it must be the actor's thing.
Yeah,
I guess.
For Castaway, all he did was not eat. He got skinny. He did the reverse.
Well, he fattened up first, didn't he?
And then and then he got skinny.
Yeah, he was chunky at the beginning of the movie.
He was chunky at the beginning of the movie, but he didn't do it for that. That's just the way he looked.
I don't know, but he gained weight for Da Vinci Code, too.
He gained weight for Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, Da Vinci Code.
All right, so what else is opening up today?
All right, the other one would be a Block Party, which I think this is actually Dave Chappelle's sequel to Half Baked, because you pretty much got to be fully baked to make this movie.
Block Party is Dave Chappelle's documentary about the 3 days leading up to and including a surprise hip-hop concert he hosted in Brooklyn in September 2004. In his true comedic genius form, he takes the audience on a hilarious journey from Ohio to Brooklyn. And when I say hilarious, I really mean brutally boring.
Really?
He visits his hometown and randomly invites guests, who, as it turns out, are about as exciting to watch as paint drying, to hop on a bus and go to Brooklyn to see the concert. The 3-day preparation for the concert is exhilarating, if exhilarating is code word for coma-inducing, so much so that when the much-anticipated, and I really mean dreaded, concert starts, the audience is moved beyond words, or at least they wish they were moved beyond the theater they're sitting in. And some artists like The Roots, whoever they are.
Oh, The Roots are great.
That's huge. They're huge.
Fill the air with rhythm and tone, which their tone seems to be more commonly recognized as fingernails being drugged down a chalkboard.
Oh, that's cool.
They're artistic.
And when the concert is over, the movie audience is left wanting. That is, wanting to get back the 2 hours of their lives that they were involuntarily subjected to extreme torture and cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay, come on. Could it be that you just don't understand the culture, Don?
I'll let John talk about this.
Regardless of how you feel about the culture, you know how I said 16 Blocks wasn't the worst movie ever?
Right.
This is the worst movie ever.
It is.
And it's so bad. And I was really disappointed because Dave Chappelle is... It's just very boring behind-the-scenes footage of an event that probably nobody really cares about. And Dave Chappelle is not funny at all in it. It's not like he tries to be funny and he just sucks. He doesn't even try to be funny. If you guys saw him on Oprah or Inside the Actor's Studio, that's pretty much what you get in this movie. He has no prepared material. He has nothing really relevant to say. And he's so lethargic. I spent the whole movie wondering... who was going to fall asleep first, me or him? I mean, it's just really bad. The music is, if you're a fan, it might be okay, but most of the music's obscure. The one song that I knew, which was they reunite the Fugees at the end and they play Killing Me Softly.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
But there's so much feedback and the sound is so bad that you almost can't listen to it. So the concert footage was also put together really poorly, so you don't even actually see a whole song while you're watching this thing. I honestly can't imagine anybody wanting to see it. I really don't even think Dave Chappelle has seen it, at least not sober. The budget for this thing was $3 million, which I'm pretty sure mostly was past $10 a time through a window in a bad neighborhood somewhere, because it is that bad. I mean, Dave, seriously, buddy, you're a good 12 steps away from being back on top. You need to get started on that because we need you back.
And so obviously at our movie night traffic light, we're rating Block Party red. I mean, seriously, if you're expecting this to be funny, don't do it. Don't go. It's not what you're expecting at all.
Hey, what do you guys know about a movie called Aquamarine? Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's the teenage movie where they find a mermaid in their pool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because Emma Roberts is in that movie, and she's on the show today in about an hour.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. It looks like a really cute movie. We didn't have a chance to see that one, but it's kind of a younger teen movie.
Could that do pretty well this weekend?
Aquamarine?
Yeah.
It probably could for the teenagers, yeah.
Oh, I totally think it's going to be that Ultraviolet.
It'll be number one. I think Aquamarine will be number
one.
Think
so?
Yep.
You think Ultraviolet's going to do well?
Yeah,
the video game people?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ultraviolet wasn't previewed anywhere.
That's
and Aquamarine was, so I think maybe Ultraviolet might not do as well as you think.
If they don't preview a big movie, is that usually the case that they know they're going to get bad reviews?
They're kind of hoping everybody will go because of the hype and not have the, you know, word spread that it wasn't very good beforehand.
All right, you guys. Hey, well, thanks for the review.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you for that. They sent me a whole bunch of stuff for the She's the Man, that Amanda Bynes thing. Thank you guys so much. My girls loved it.
Oh, good.
And I want to tell you guys, too, you have such a great reputation in the radio industry. People love you. They do, seriously. The two things we've learned about you guys is, one, nicest people in the world, and two, totally committed to delivering the best show possible. That is your reputation. Seriously, that's your reputation among the radio community.
You must not listen.
Yeah, who did you talk to?
Nobody whose names we can name.
Interesting.
A lot of nice people, though. We had a lot of fun, and Amanda Bynes, just so you know, totally into me.
I figured as much.
Yeah, we got some tape in a couple of weeks, so I have proof.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
We're just in time for it to come out on DVD.
Yeah.
I was going to go with earlier, we're talking about 16 Blocks, and we're talking about 16 Block Block Party, you know, combo in two movies.
Mm-hmm.
I have two random ones.
Okay, go ahead.
Star Wars of the Roses.
Nice.
And Home Alone in the Dark.
Nice. I came up with Bad Boys on the Side.
Oh, nice.
Huh?
Nice.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's kind of hard, isn't it?
It's really hard.
It probably wouldn't be a good game for very long.
No,
probably
I think,
right
I
about
think
then.
Pretty much
we're done.
Kind of sucked all the
I'm
life out of
I'm glad you guys
right
went
there.
All the way through before you decided it was bad.
Hey, we're learning, Carrie.
That's cool. That's
we don't want to get yelled at by you that much.